Good morning. We all made it to Friday. Another long week, but it is Friday, April 17th. This is your morning buzzcast. I'm Abe Madcore. Let's start first with news from President Trump, who announced a three-phase plan yesterday to reopen the United States, with the first phase seeing large sporting venues among the places that would be appropriate to reopen under certain conditions. During his press conference yesterday, he talked about his meetings with sports leaders and sports commissioners. He said that they all told him that they will likely reopen without fans. Trump implied that the early sports programming will certainly be just made for television programming with no fans, but he did have a vision of filling the stands eventually. Of course, the second phase of his plan would allow large venues to ease their physical distancing protocols to a moderate level. He indicated while he wants 100,000 in a stadium, he could see it where there are 50,000 in a stadium. Now remember, this plan is almost like a suggestion. These have to be implemented by each state's governor, and the federal guidelines do not even suggest any reopening dates, but Trump does outline his idea for a plan. Meanwhile, two-thirds of sports business executives believe that college football will not start on time, and less than half think the NFL season will begin on schedule. That's according to a new survey that SBJ and SBD did with YouGov. We fielded the survey last week, so this is fresh data. We showed it last night in our coronavirus newsletter. We'll have more data that we'll show over the next few days. But again, two-thirds don't think college football is starting on time, and less than half think the NFL will start. Let's shift to the NBA, where there's a couple of interesting pieces of news. First, the league will hold a Board of Governors meeting today. Of course, it'll be a virtual meeting. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver is expected to give his update on how he sees things, whether the season can be even restarted or even if it's salvageable. Meanwhile, sources and reports do suggest that agents, players, league officials are feeling more and more confident that they can save the regular season. If you look at one deal that's been done recently, and there haven't been a lot, check out the NBA's deal with Microsoft. This is a deal you're going to want to get a little bit more knowledgeable about. I know I want to be as well. They announced a deal yesterday where Microsoft and the NBA will create a new direct-to-consumer platform that will use machine learning and artificial intelligence to personalize content for NBA fans around the world. Now, Adam Silver has talked about this for a long time, almost his version of a Netflix. And this could be the first step of that, a direct-to-consumer access for fans to go in there, choose whatever highlights they want, personalized to them. And if Microsoft pulls this off, you think that they could make this very, very interesting and applicable to other leagues. So that's a noteworthy deal that we're all going to want to learn a little bit more about. Over the last couple of weeks, we've certainly talked about the spirit of partnership in sports and how that spirit of partnership needs to remain strong. Thought it was interesting yesterday, the story from our own Chris Smith, that the United States Olympic and Paralympic Committee has offered to extend sponsorship rights for its current domestic partners through the end of next year's Tokyo Games, through September 5th, that's the final day of those games, at no additional cost. Remember, those domestic partnerships deals were set to expire on December 31st. So the Olympic and Paralympic Committee grants an extension at no cost. Now, once you get into the language, there are some issues where there are potential conflicts, and Chris Smith outlines those. But in the spirit of partnerships, I tip my hat to the USOPC for making this move. Let's see how many partners accept the offer and activate in 2021. Let's shift to tennis, where the USTA has a new CEO, Michael Dowse, and he isn't really well known. He came from Wilson. He has been keeping a very low profile, well, a tough year to start his job. He met the media yesterday. One of his first lines of business was talking about the organization's plan about the U.S. Open in late summer, and he said that the USTA would make a decision in June about the fate of the Open, which starts on August 31st. Shifting to USA Track and Field, our Ben Fisher reports this morning that it cut 7 of its 65 employees yesterday, and CEO Max Siegel took a 20% pay reduction himself. These, of course, continue the cost-cutting moves amid the coronavirus pandemic as revenue continues to decline. And let's think about something a little positive to end the week. I don't know about you, but I am greatly looking forward to ESPN and Netflix's premiere of The Last Dance. We've heard about this for years. I remember being in a conference room at a University of Michigan sports business conference. I'm sure this was 2, maybe 3 years ago, speaking to Seth Adler, speaking to Esty Portno about this idea and about this production and how excited I was back then. And now it will debut Sunday night. It'll be 10 episodes. Sports Business Daily today has the entire wrap-up of reviews and opinions on it. SI calls the series incredibly compelling. Richard Roper in Chicago gives the series 3.5 out of 4 stars. Vanity Fair calls the series especially riveting. The previews and trailers have been fantastic. I know I'm looking forward to it, of course. Like many, I lived through that period. I remember a lot of that period. So I am greatly looking forward to the series. Congratulations to everybody who produced it. Esty, well done, and others. So tune in Sunday night, 9 o'clock. And finally, on a personal note, boy, am I going to miss the great character actor Brian Dennehy. He died Wednesday. He was 81. I, of course, remember him as the difficult and tough sheriff in First Blood, Sylvester Stallone's first movie on the story of John Rambo. But Brian Dennehy, a great, great character actor. He will be missed. And World Congress comes to you. Yes, that will be Wednesday, April 22nd. Go to worldcongressofsports.com to register. We've got 9 great speakers. We've got 2 great breakout sessions. There'll be networking opportunities. Mix among your peers, meet other people, and learn as well. So we look forward to seeing you there. Glad it's Friday. Hope you have a safe, healthy, and happy weekend. That's your Morning Buzzcast. It is Friday, April 17th. I'm Abe Madcore. We'll talk to you next week.